Tell me about what it was like writing and recording the new record, first of all.
Well, I think it was like every time before. So, well, we are writing songs normally in the rehearsal room, so Infernal came up with some riffs and natural doing in songwriting. And so, and when we are ready with the songs, we go into the studio. This is a studio we know very well in our hometown in Koblenz. And we went there, recorded the songs, I think in 5 days or something else. And that was all, so no really problem. But we did a lot of demos before, and we played the songs live on our set, so we know our songs very well, so it's not only going to the studio and recording something that we don't know. So we're very fast in the studio normally.
Does that save money then? Making sure the tracks are fully completed before they're properly recorded?
Yeah, of course. So we do the whole song, and we don't go to the studio with unfinished songs. So everything is fine, and it's written. All the lyrics are written, and we know it very well what we play there. So there's no use to waste money and time in the studio. So it's better to be fast there and know your song. So.
Does the band decide which tracks are going to be on an album before they're even recorded then?
Yeah, we put all the songs we wrote on the album. There's no song that we left. So we wrote the songs till we say, okay, all the songs are okay. And now we record it. So we never have a song where we say, okay, that's not that good, that will not come out on the album. So every song we wrote is on the new album.
How would you compare the new one to previous ones then?
Oh, I think it's disaster. So of course, I think we have a unique style, but maybe this time it's a little more slow, and it's hard to describe, but I think it's a little bit more heavy metal influenced, and maybe a little bit more melodic. No? So. It's good that we have every album from Disaster sounds different, so I think that's very, very important. So you don't write any album 2 times or something else, but I think there's a clear definition what Disaster music means, and so we can do any keyboards, or something else. So we like our style, and that's our feeling, so that's nothing that we plan or something else. So we write riffs, we wrote the songs, we wrote lyrics, and that's Disaster. So, and we change a little bit throughout the years. You grow older, you listen to more stuff, and change some influences, but I think it's Disaster with a little bit different to the old stuff.
Are there newer influences you can pinpoint then that the band has been influenced by?
We are an old 80s band, so we are all influenced from the old metal gods from the 80s, of course, like Old Slayer, Venom, Battery, Destruction, Creator, and of course that's the way of our roots. So we have roots in the old in the old 80s, but now we have 2012, and there are also some different influences till now. So and I think we don't sound retro or something else. So we sound like Disaster. We have a lot of old influences, but I think we have a lot of anger and something else from 2012. So it's not a kind of retro trash or retro trash black. So I think it's old style, but brought to now. Simple for me.
Okay. So when the band says, like in a press release, it says there's no innovation, does that just mean that, even though there's like some slight differences, there's still very much Disaster then? Is that what the band meant by saying no innovation, like it's like a radical departure?
I think what is innovation? So normally, maybe I have another band. Next to Disaster, nothing big, only for my style. So, and in this band, I can it's not planned, but we know what we have to do with this band, so and it comes automatically. So we write these songs automatically. It's not not a kind of plan that we do our core. Let's do a Black Trash song, or let's do an epic stuff song or something else. So it came out naturally, and so we sit at the rehearsal room, and after a few months, there were 8, 9, 10 songs, and so we think, okay, maybe that's an album. So we have some different songs. We have songs that sound the same. Is it enough? What we need? Okay, we can go and record. So we're not a business band or something else. We don't plan. Okay, we have to release an album in 2012 or something else. So we were a little lazy the last years because we have some other. Not problems to solve, but everybody has a family and his job to do and something else, and if you grow older, it gets more difficult to work with a band like Disaster. So, and there's also some other problems to solve first, and yeah, we need nearly 5 years to record another album, and but it takes the time, so why we should hurry when we need the time. So, and that's not a kind of business band. Disaster is our hobby, and of course our heart feeling, and our blood, and so when we need Disaster to bring out to bring out our demons, but it's no threat at all. So we don't hear what Metal Blade says or something else. There's no one who says Disaster has to do that and that and that. That's a good thing, I think. So it's really important for me, the band, very important.
Were jobs the only obstacle in terms of why it took 5 years between this one and the last one?
Yeah, there was our guitar player got his first daughter, and so some stuff like this, and some health problems, and all the stuff what can do, some problems with the job, and problems to find 2 years and something else. So we need a little bit longer this time. But for me, it's not a problem, actually, if you're growing older and having a family or something else.
You said how the music is still, very much Disaster. Would Slayer be a good comparison in terms of, like, when you hear a Slayer record, even though they do little bits of different things, it's still Slayer, you know what you're getting type of
course. If it belongs to the old Slayer albums, look to Rain and Blood and Sword of Heaven, different albums, but very great. I don't like the new Slayer records, so though we don't talk that they're not bad, but not that good.
I agree.
I think it's very good if you have not the same record every time, maybe like Children of the Maybe, what's this band called from Holland? Alter Cult. Legion of the Damned. I think Legion of the Damned, every album sounds the same for me. So, and when you listen to Rain and Blood and to Sword of Heaven, maybe, it's the same band, but a very different style from this band, a very different phase of the band. And I think, maybe, we're not that good as Slayer. That's not what I want to say, but maybe every Disaster album has its own phase, but it's the same type of music, the same band. So, and that's what I'm saying, but it's very, very important for Disaster and for a band.
I guess what I'm saying is, Disaster is not a sort of band who would do like a Morbid Angel type turn and then end up doing like, what they did with their new record, doing all that sort of stuff that people didn't really expect,
No, I think never. That's not the way Disaster has to go. So we need to be true to our basic, and that's very important. So we change a little bit. We have more influences. Maybe everyone gets older and listens to some rock music, maybe from the 60s, 70s or something else, and maybe that keeps lets you a little bit down and a little bit more calm, and you don't only play fast songs, but I think the new album is still very hard and very extreme, so I don't think we are wimping out or something else.
The press release makes point to saying how, like, non-commercial and, like, how the band still spits on trends. Does that mean the band isn't a big fan of some of the new metal bands coming about, and, some of the stuff they're getting up to then?
When it comes to bands, Infernal is the most
you say true metal, what do you mean? Like,
okay, I mean that with true metal, things like Manowar or something else, and, I Maiden very much, but, and Wasp maybe is all very great, but I'm not a big fan of Judas Priest or something else. It's this typical old metal god, so, I like more the extreme stuff, like, like Venom or something else, or maybe the new extreme stuff, maybe. I went on the Vital Remains and Crisium concert 2 days before, here in Trier, that's where I live here in Germany, and, I like Vital Remains, it's a very, very good band, they're very extreme, and I like them too, so, good band, and I don't only listen to the old metal gods, so...
What about some of the like old death metal bands like Obituary, Carnal Corpse, and Deicide and those sort?
Yeah, Deicide is one of my very favorites. So I don't like Obituary that much. They are too slow for me. But of course, yeah, Morbid Angel. I like Morbid Angel. The first three albums are perfect. And Carnal Corpse. Oh, Carnal Corpse is good. So the first album was great. Eaten Back to Life was very great. I don't like the albums after that. So. Newer ones are also better than the second and the third album. So, Eaten Back to Life is my favorite Carnal Corpse album, but I don't like this primitive stuff from the second and third album. That was so I don't know how to describe. But I also like old school death metal, of course.
Interesting. You seem to know what you like. You know, it's quite interesting that you're not a typical sort of metal person. And what I mean is. Like, a lot of people seem to like the same, like if you mention certain bands, they all seem to reference the same albums. Like, a lot of, like if you mention Carnal Corpse, people go on about, say, Tomb of the Mutilated, or if you go on about other bands, but you seem to, like what you like, which is good.
Yeah, of course, so I don't want...
You're not following, what the consensus, that's what I mean,
Yeah, of course, yeah, I'm a real metal guy, so I listen to metal since I'm 7 years old, so my older cousin, he was 5 years older, he'd teach me all the good stuff, so I know it very well from the beginning, and I love music, I listen to music all the day, so I have no TV with my girlfriend here, so we don't watch any TV or something else, and I would listen to music all the day, so and there's a lot of time to listen to music, and yeah, I love music at all, so I'm a metal guy, of course, but nowadays I'm 36 this year, and I also listen to some rock stuff, so I can't go to bed with my girlfriend and listen to Vital Remains or to Count the Corpse, so I need to have some relaxing stuff for that.
You mentioned Pink Floyd, so you like you a big fan of progressive music then, or not? Or?
Not really. There are also some bands that I like very much, so I like Pink Floyd very much, or I don't know if you know it's called Psychotic Waltz. That's also one of my favorite.
Yeah.
So the first album, Into the Everflow, and the second one, the first one was The Social Craze, the second one, Into the Everflow, they're one of my absolute favorite records. I like more pure style of progressive metal, maybe, so I also like the Carly Romero much, or Carbon Negative, the first Carbon Negative record is one of my all-time favorite, but only the first one, after that it was shit, so... I need some fresh music sometimes. So and maybe I listened to Slow Deep and Hard, the first Carbon Negative record, 2 days ago, and I thought when I got it, so I went to my boss and have a new job, and after that I go home and have the record in my post. I get the record per mail, and said okay. So and that was very new for me. Sometimes it's very, very important to get some new influences and some new stuff that you are, very enthusiastic and say, oh, okay, this music kicks already. So when you listen to the same music every time, it's very boring. So there is, there's a lack of the kick. So I need a kick sometimes, and I need some new and fresh music sometimes. So it's very important for me.
What about some of the lyrics on the album, then? Like, what sort of topics?
Topics, yeah, so okay, I start first, the second song is about the destruction that is able, or the sun, which is possible to destroy this planet with only one eruption or something else. And I used to get, I want to write about destruction. That's all. It's not a concept or something else. Only a little theme and to hold on. So I think, okay, this time I write a bit.
What about some of the other topics then?
Again?
And what? Yeah, some of the other topics on the album.
I don't understand that. Sorry.
And some of the other lyrics on the album.
Okay. There is Phantom Funeral is about. I hate the way ways of funeral. This is for in Christianity or something. And anybody is crying and there's sorrow everywhere and I hate this. So I can't accept the way that. I worry about that. Phantom funeral is for me. So if a person dies, it's not the most tragic theme of the world. So you have to remember him. You have to carry him to somewhere else, or I don't know. So I'm not a god, but I think it's very sad that all people are very wearing black and all that shit and going to the cemetery and are crying or something else. So maybe if you go to Brazil and there is a gospel funeral, maybe something like that. I don't know how they do it. So all the people are singing, playing music and laughing. That's the better way for a funeral. So and that was the idea to write about Phantom Funeral. Phantom Funeral is about the sadness of a Christianity funeral. So that's all. I hate it.
Well, what annoys me about funerals mostly is the fact that, like, over here, not a lot, where I'm from, you know, not a lot of people go to church, but it seems like when they die, then they seem to have all this church service, and like, a lot of these people never been to church in their life, you know, and yet there's a church service for when they're dead. It's just...
Of course, so I leave church, I think, about 10 years ago or something else, to... the main thing was I won't pay the taxes anymore. So here in Germany we are taxed for the church, so you have to pay a little tax for the church, and that was the main reason. So I think, okay, that's stupid, I don't believe in that shit and I don't want to support them, and so they won't get my money anymore, and I quit with the church. So when if you quit with the church here in Germany and don't pay them, you won't be buried at a cemetery. So you have to pay extra if you want that. So maybe when I'm done tomorrow, there will be a person who will ask my wife, okay, what should we do with his corpse? So he can't get buried on a normal cemetery because he's not in a church anymore. So maybe I go to a crematorium or something else and will be burned and throw my ashes to something else. It's not important for me.
What about Troops of Heathens, Graves of Saints? That's interesting.
Troops of Heathens, Graves of Saints is, I think I want to do some German grammatic in an English title, so maybe it sounds a little bit strange to you, but I don't know. So, it means that nowadays the church lost its power and its might, and all the people thinking for themselves, they are not longer afraid of the church like in old centuries or something else. And that's the whole meaning. So a lot of people who can think about that there's no need for a God who will punish me or something else. And with that they lose their might over the people, and that's all. So a lot of heathens, a lot of people who believe in their own or in something else, but not in going to hell or something that like that when I do in bad sins or something else. So I think, okay, I do my own life, and so the church loses the power over the people, and that's the meaning of the title. A lot of heathens will, a lot of thinking people will bring the church down.
I think it's like quite interesting because a lot of people like speak out about church, but It's just my own opinion, but the people seem to be quite afraid to speak out against other, like Islam in particular.
Yeah, that's right. So it's very, very easy to be mean about Christianity. So Christianity is not very aggressive there. So if you're talking to Islam, maybe you're going to Turkey and talking to the Islam maniacs there and say, okay, you fuckers, maybe they will cut your throat. But maybe that's the reason that most of the bands only shelter about Christianity. But I think that on the first album I have done with Disaster, it was Divine Blasphemy. So it was the main theme of this album. So the Divine Blasphemy means how, for me, it was against all religions.
A fanatic, taking great offence to the lyrics, and maybe, there was a guy in Holland, I think, who made, a film, against Islam or something, and they stabbed him to death or something. Is that a worry or anything like that? Said about Germany is exactly word for word what it's like in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
exact same issue. For example, there's not a lot of jobs at the moment, for example, and if there's not enough jobs to go around, then maybe the government should look at cutting down the immigration numbers. You know, nothing against the people. It's just if there's not enough jobs.
Of course, nothing about immigration. That don't steal our word, but I think the culture everywhere, this multi-culture, not good. So every country lost its roots. So even in Turkey or something else, I want to go to Turkey and want to see Turkey how it is now, not as a European state. So I want to see it as Turkey is. So, and the same in Germany, and the same in England, the same in Ireland or something else. I don't want to have the United States of Europe. There are so many different cultures, and that's very, I think that's very good. I don't want to mix it and to do it as one. It's stupid, I think. So every nation has its good and its bad, and I want to see that. I don't want to mix it and have one state like United States. So that's, for me, it's stupid.
I'm not totally knowledgeable on what it's like in Germany, but is it possible that Germany is like you mentioned, like they would call you a Nazi or something because of what happened years ago? Has the country overcorrected itself or something? In terms of what I mean by that is, has it gone too much the other way, like too liberal, too sort of?
No, maybe not too liberal, but it's very hard when if you're talking about. Holocaust or something else here. So in Germany here, it's forbidden by law. Talk about the Holocaust in. So maybe you say, there were not six million.
I don't mean anything like that. What I mean is, if you, say for example, you're German, if you spoke out against, say something happened with Islam and you didn't agree with some certain part of Islam.
You get really problems. So here in Germany, it's normally it's all the kind from the past. So everyone is saying, okay, you're a Nazi. So if you go in there and say something about people, so I don't have problems with the Turkeys that are here from the 70s maybe. So I grew up with some Turkey guys. So they are here, they have their work, they're living their lives here. But if they come here to destroy anything, only to live on our taxes. I don't want that, normally like you too, so nobody wants that. And I think the problem is you can't speak about that. Maybe it's easier to speak about these facts in England than in Germany here, of course, of our past, but normally it's hard in every country to talk about this multicultural and multicultural stuff. So everyone said, okay, it's needful, it's good, and don't be that
The problem we have in the UK is basically, you have people like yourself with such opinions, and I agree with your opinions, and, how can I put it, you said, you get tagged with that racist tag, but then you also have these people who are actually racist, and then they sort of, through the mood of other people, who are not happy, then they sort of promote their racist agenda type of thing, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So, advantage type of thing.
Yeah. But it's very difficult to have. I have my meaning, I have my opinion, of course. But it's very difficult to see the whole thing. So
I think the European Union's a big problem as well, because it seems to be taking powers away from individual countries.
Yep.
To sort out their own problems.
Yeah, not only the powers, but even the. This strong culture, maybe go to.
I don't know if it's been on the news in Germany, but there's this guy in the UK, a terrorist who's wanted by Jordan.
Yeah.
And basically, the European Union won't actually let the UK government deport him to Jordan to face trial for terrorism. So. Stuff like that, you know. I mean, it shouldn't be anything to do with the European Union, really. What the UK does or what Germany does for itself, or that's just my opinion anyway, sorry.
No problem.
Let's get back to the record. You said it's the best sounding, the press release says this is the best sounding record of the band. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't agree that, though.
What, you think it's not the best song then?
It's hard for me to describe, so every record has its favorite for me, so I'm
integrated in
every
record. Just the song, the sonic quality of it, how it, you know,
The sonic quality, okay, sorry, man.
Yes.
I think it's the best, so this time we tried another way of, so we recorded the stuff in our hometown in Koblenz, and then gave the complete mixing to a good friend of us, who lives in the east part of Germany, where we're right away from us, so when we only hear, he sent us an MP3 and said, okay, burn it to a CD, go to your stereo or something else, and listen to it, and I think this was the best way, so we don't sit in the studio and told the producer, do that, that is not that good, so we are not good at these things, so every song sounds a little bit different, normally, when we do the mixing, and, but this time it was a little bit, so a friend who knows us very well, knows how to sound, and I think it's just the best sound quality we have this time, I think that's right, so of course it's the good mixing he did.
How would you describe the vocals? Are they in the vein of, like, past albums, would you say?
I think the vocals, grown a little bit up, I think, so it's hard for me to describe, so I'm doing concerts and rehearsal every time, so and you don't hear the differences in your voice, but if I listen to the older stuff from me now and listen to the new songs, the voice gets a little bit more rough and a little bit, I can understand my words better now, I don't know if you can explain that, but I think the voice gets a little bit, it's still very aggressive, but you can understand some words. So maybe that was a little different to the older ones. I don't know. You have to tell me the differences. It's hard for me to talk about my own vocals, so I don't know what the differences are. So I only open my mouth.
Yeah, it's always hard when you do these interviews and. Well, I don't mean for me, I mean for people like yourself, because, like, you know, you just play the music, it's hard to put into words what music is, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, of course, so I don't think about, the music is, we wrote the song and the music is done, so I don't think about the song, I'm playing it, so if you like it, we play it, so there are also some songs from an album that you don't like after that, too, so you record it, okay, they're okay, or there are some songs you can't play live while they're too fast, or you like that part, there's a part that you don't like or something else, and so you have also your favorite songs in an album, and but it needs some months if you have till you have this favorite songs, and yeah, that's a natural kind, so I don't we don't think about that much about the music, we do only doing music and doing what our heart says to us, and having a lot of fun going to different countries, meeting people, meeting friends, meeting metal people who only think a little same, so yeah, like you agree with my little political opinions, and I think that's yeah, so we listen to metal, I think, and we've grown up in the same time, and that's a kind of that's what I like most. If I go into different countries, I meet people that are very similar to the people I like here, so they listen to metal, they have some opinions in that way, and yeah, meeting friends, it's